أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال فرعون آمنتم به قبل أن آذن لكم، إن هذا لمكر مكرتموه في المدينة لتخرجوا منها أهلها فسوف تعلمون. لو قطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ثم لأصلبنكم أجمعين. قالوا إنا إلى ربنا منقلبون. وما تنقم منا إلا أن آمنا بآيات ربنا لما جاءتنا، ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين. صدق الله العظيم. We continue with the incident of Sayyidina Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام when Fir'aun had called upon all the sorcerers, the magicians of the city, of the place, to oppose Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. They casted whatever they had casted, hibaluhum wa isiyuhum, their ropes and their staffs, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam then casted by the command of Allah his staff, his stick, and it began to devour and it ate up all the sticks and all the ropes of the people. They went into sajda, recognizing that whatever Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had produced, it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was from beyond this world. When we look at sihr in itself, what is sihr? It is cause and effect, such a cause that cannot be seen. And here they understood that what Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had produced, it was not from cause and effect of this world, but it was from beyond this world. It had to be from Allah, and hence they went into sajda. Fir'aun's response, قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. Fir'aun said that, do you believe, have you believed in him, in Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's Allah? In other words, in that God that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam speaks about, qabla an adana lakum, before I had granted you permission. Now here is a person that felt, and a person that knew, that his position in his country is being threatened. He is a leader that is under threat, and now he needs to make some political statements. And the first political statement he makes, that if you wanted to believe, you wanted to leave your belief in me, then you should have sought permission. Then I would have granted you this permission. But together with that, إِنَّ هَذَا لَمَكْرٌ مَكَرْتُمُهُ. Addressing his people now, the broader people of Egypt, he said that certainly this is a plot, this is a plan which you had devised. In other words, these sorcerers, you have devised these plans. Everybody is listening to this conversation. Fil Madinati, in the city. That you and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam connived. You had come together. You people are making this plan. You people have made this plot. This is now a conspiracy that has begun. Why? لِتُخْرِجُوا مِنْهَا أَهْلَهَا. So that you may expel and you may banish the people from the land of Egypt. But again, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam did not say that he wants Fir'aun out or he wants the Egyptians out. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said, "An arsil ma'ana bani Israel." Send the bani Israel with us. We will leave the land. So here Fir'aun makes these political statements so that the people would think that Fir'aun is in total control, and here is a conspiracy against Fir'aun. But on the other hand, it comes in the narrations that when they went into sajda, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given approximately 600,000 to 900,000 people iman from amongst the people of Fir'aun. In other words, the Egyptians themselves, the Qibtis, they had also accepted iman and Islam now. They had understood that this is beyond this world and this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Soon you will know the consequences of what you had done. Now addressing once again the sorcerers, the sahirin, he said to them, threatening them, لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرُجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. Certainly, I will cut your hands and I will cut your legs from opposite sides. Some narrations, the right hand and the left leg. ثُمَّ لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And then I will crucify all of you. Allama Alusi rahimahumullah says that the first person to have meted out or threatened to mete out such a punishment was Fir'aun. No one spoke about such a punishment, that the one hand, the right hand and the left leg will be cut out, so that a person becomes totally invalid, a person becomes totally crippled. And then on top of that, he is saying that لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, I will crucify you. What was the response? قَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ. The sorcerer's reply, the magician's reply, was a simple reply. They said, we are certainly going to return to our Lord Allah. Either we are going to die a natural death, either you are going to kill us, but at the end of the day we are going to die. Some of the commentators have stated that he had actually done that, and they said that in the morning they emerged as magicians, and in the evening they had left this world as martyrs. In other words, he had done what he had to do. Why were they so firm on their iman? At the time when they went down into sajda, in certain narrations, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had showed them their maqam, Allah ta'ala had showed them their abode, Allah had prepared for them in Jannat. They had seen that, and when they had seen that, now that iman that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed them, they had that sweetness of iman, and now nothing would turn them away from iman. In other ayat of the Quran, like in Surah Taha, Allah ta'ala explains another way, فَقْدِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاد إِنَّمَا تَقْدِي هَذِي الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Fir'aun, you can make your judgments. Your judgments are only good for this material world. Our journey is beyond this, and our journey is towards Allah ta'ala. وَمَا تَنْقِمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا. That your enmity that you have, this that you have against us, threatening us with your punishments, is nothing but that we have brought iman in the signs of our Rabb, lamma ja'atna, when those signs of our Rabb had come to us. And as soon as we had seen that these are the signs of Allah, that Musa alayhi salat wa salam had casted his asa, and that asa then devoured and ate up all of what they had casted, they had realized that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. Now they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking from Allah, O Allah, أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. The word أَفْرِغْ actually means to pour upon us. O Allah, pour sabr upon us. Open the gates and let sabr drench us in every aspect. وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. One single fikr they had, O Allah, cause us to leave this world in a state of iman. And that is the greatest message that we get from all of this, that my fikr, your fikr, and all our fikr must be that we all leave this world in a state of total submission, subjugation to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.